Many churches these days are reaching out to young people in non-traditional ways. Some use popular music in their services, or set up coffee houses, or create special chat rooms on the internet. In Portland, Oregon, a couple of youth ministers have come up with an unusual but simple device for luring the young to church. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
In the late 80s, Paul Anderson and a friend moved from Southern California to Portland to study at a local Bible college. They both wanted to be ministers, and they both were champion skateboarders. They began skating in the streets near their school, and their skills quickly attracted the attention of neighborhood kids and the youth group at a nearby church. Word spread that there were some great skateboarders in town, and eventually the local church let them build some ramps on their property. Without even trying, Anderson says, they developed a following.
What we did was just hang out with kids, either off the streets or the kids that were going to the youth group that didn't fit in, and skateboarding with them and tell them about Jesus. And we never called it skate church, but kids called it skate church.
Keep it at an angle so you don't have to go around to it.
Dave Young is a youth minister who used to skate with Paul Anderson. Now he has started another skate church on the other side of town. On this Friday night, he and his crew are hauling out huge ramps and placing them strategically around the recreation hall that takes up most of the youth center of a local Presbyterian church. Young, who at 27 doesn't look much older than the youth he ministers to, says it can be tough getting the attention of young people these days.
It's getting increasingly difficult as like PlayStation and Nintendo and just TV, movies, like multimedia, like as technology grows, you have to compete even harder for kids to want to actually sit down and listen to a human being talk about God. It's been a challenge. Yeah. But with skateboarding, it's kind of easy.
Once the ramps are in place, the kids start pouring in. Dressed in the baggy pants and turned around baseball hats that are something of a uniform for skateboarders, they jump on their boards and begin methodically rolling back and forth, up and down the ramps.
It smells like junior high in here.
Dave Young looks on with bemused satisfaction. The energy in the room is intense and concentrated. The boys try out different tricks again and again, seemingly oblivious to everything around them, until Young interrupts them.
Hey, guys!
The time has come for the prayer portion of the evening. The kids slowly abandon the ramps, tuck their boards under their arms, and take their seats in a semicircle around Dave Young.
This is skate church, and the skating portion is obvious, and the church portion is what we do right now. This is an outreach.
The boys sit slumped in their chairs as a young man testifies about his own religious experience. When the testimony ends with one final prayer, they eagerly return to the ramps.
Dear Lord, thanks for Skate Church, and amen. So, go ahead and skate.
For a lot of the kids who come to the church, there is little doubt that it is the ramps, not the prayer service, that lures them. 13-year-old Peter McCoy has been coming for a year.
Just to place a skateboard and have a good time.
Did you know that there was this church part of it where, like, in the middle somebody got up and started preaching?
I kind of figured because it's skate church, so yeah, I guess.
Do you like that part of it, or?
No, I don't hate it or anything.
What's your name?
Justin.
How old are you?
17.
How did you find out about it?
Oh, Matt right there.
What did he tell you about it?
Oh, he was like, come to skate church. I was like, okay.
What do you like about the church part or the skate part?
The skate part. I'm going to hunt you down.
And with that, Justin is gone. It is just that kind of irrepressible adolescent energy that Dave Young is trying to harness into the service of the Lord, and he feels especially well-suited to take on that mission.
I can just earnestly go up there and say, look, I was in the exact same position you guys were when I first started coming to skate church. I could care less what the guy was saying. And I challenge the kids. I just tell them, I go, there's a lot of you in this room right now that probably do not care what I'm talking about, but I'm challenging you to listen.
Paul Anderson, who is still pastoring his own skate church, says he has no illusions about what brings the kids there, and if they come for skateboarding instead of prayer, he makes no apologies for that.
I'd agree that it's kind of a gimmick, you know, but it wasn't our idea, or, you know, we weren't like trying to trick anyone. We've been very upfront from the beginning, and our motivation is based that Jesus said he was a friend of tax gatherers and sinners. So I think we're following Christ's example of entering into people's life on the level of their daily activities and relating his eternal truth to them in a way they can understand it. And I believe if Jesus was on the earth, he would have time for skateboarders.
Over the years, Anderson says, thousands of kids have passed through the skate church, and there's no way to keep track of just how many were touched by the spiritual message behind the sport. But Anderson knows some lives have been changed, and that's enough for him. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.